Capital Sox bounce back after a tough loss on Tuesday night when they fell to the Pippins by a 14-3 score. And this time they earn a gutsy 6-3 triumph against the Pippins on Wednesday night at Yakima County Stadium. Wenatchee and Yakima were scoreless for the first four innings of play, and then the Apple Sox struck with a big three-run top of the fifth inning. Nine men came to the plate, and the Apple Sox were able to score a total of three runs with four consecutive men reaching with two outs. Cannon Peary got it started with runners at first and third with an RBI single to the third base side to put Wenatchee on the board with his ninth RBI of the summer. 1-2 the count. Peary back in from the right side. Boscarino on deck. Second and third for Wenatchee with two down in the top of the fifth. The pitch. Swing and a ground ball hit to the third base side. Off of the glove of Allen. He can't make a play. And in to score comes Pelayo. 1-0 Apple Sox at a hot shot to the third base side off of the bat of Cannon Peary. And it's 1-0 Wenatchee with two down in the top of the fifth inning. Right after that, Luca Boscarino followed with a base hit of his own. He went the opposite way, and he made it 2-0 Sox as he picked up his second hit of the ball game. Antonio Gianni would draw a walk to load up the bases, and then Jonathan Fitz stepped up to the plate. He was 0-2 so far. He didn't even need to swing the bat to add to the Apple Sox lead. Count is full, two down, bases loaded in the fifth. The pitch, down low for ball four, and another run comes home for Wenatchee. Fitz draws a bases loaded walk, and it's 3-0 Apple Sox here in the fifth. A bases loaded walk for him made it 3-0 Wenatchee. Now the Pippins would get a run in the bottom of the inning on a leadoff solo home run by Spencer Shipman. Garrett Aaron would strike out the next batter, his second of the ball game, before eventually departing. Stephen Hammergren would come in and help retire the side in the fifth. However, in the sixth inning, the Pippins would get a little bit closer. Leadoff single, and then a two-out double again by Shipman. He drove in the other run to make it a 3-2 ball game. Made things a little bit too interesting for the Apple Sox liking, but they would get insurance in the seventh inning. Each of the first six batters of the top of the seventh inning came to the plate and went onto the base paths before an out was recorded. Walks to Benavidez and Peary before Boscarino was hit by a pitch. Gianni picked up an RBI single to give Wenatchee a little bit of breathing room. Molin Kovach with a big spot. The 3-1 pitch. Swung on and hit. Into right field for a base hit. Gianni comes through. Benavidez chugs home. The Apple Sox will get one and keep the bases loaded. An RBI single for Antonio Gianni to make it a 4-2 Wenatchee lead. After his base hit, Jonathan Fitz again stepped to the plate with the bases loaded. It was his third consecutive plate appearance with the bases loaded, and it was deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra might say. The 3-0 pitch. That's down low for ball four. Second RBI of the ball game for Jonathan Fitz without even swinging the bat. And it's now a 5-2 Apple Sox advantage here in the seventh. Fitz drew a second consecutive bases loaded walk for him for his second RBI of the night. And that made it, at the time, a 5-2 Apple Sox lead. They would tack on one more run, though, as Hunter Freeburg kept the hit parade going and was the sixth consecutive hitter to reach base to begin the seventh inning. Hunter Freeburg, 3-for-4 yesterday, can make up for the struggles of tonight with a base hit right here. The 1-1. Swung on and dumped toward right field. It will get down for a base hit. Boscarino in to score. Everyone else will be held up. And another run for the Apple Sox. Their third of the inning to make it 6-2. There is still nobody out here on the top of the seventh inning. Each of the first six Wenatchee batters have reached and three have now scored. An RBI single for Friedberg as he drove in Luca Boscarino, and that capped the scoring on the inning, as Wenatchee would not, in fact, get any more runs after that, but it would be all that they needed. One run came across with a bases loaded hit by pitch in the seventh. David James got out of trouble with a pop out to center to end that inning. And then in the eighth inning, a leadoff single kept the Pippins in striking range, but James would induce a double play ball and a 6-4-3 putout for the first two outs of the frame. Right-hander kicks and comes home. A pitch that swung on. A chance for two. Pelayo to second for one. The throw to first base in time for the double play. Two down in the bottom of the eighth inning as James, just like that, gets a couple of quick outs. Fly out to left field ended the eighth inning. And then in the ninth, two men would reach base. James recorded a couple of strikeouts, including one to end the game with the tying run at the dish. James ready. Kicks and fires. The pitch is in there for called strike three. Wayne can't believe it, but he's out number one here in the ninth inning. Another 1-2 offering coming. James trying to lock it down, and he will. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fitz applies the tag, and that's your ball game. The Apple Sox defeat the Pippins tonight 6-3, and we've got a rubber match coming up on Thursday night to wrap up this series. The Apple Sox earned the 6-3 triumph against the Pippins, and now they look to secure their sixth consecutive series victory to open up the 2024 season. They will face the Pippins again at 7:05 on Thursday night in the series finale in another rubber match. It's the third consecutive series for Wenatchee to reach a rubber match in which both teams have won the first two games of a three-game series, and we'll have to see which team breaks through to take this series. Got an extra bedroom in your house? Consider hosting an Apple Sox player this summer. Wenatchee Apple Sox players come to the Apple Capital of the World from all across the country and need homes to stay in. Players are great role models for children and can become your new favorite player to root for at each home game. The Apple Sox thank host parents by giving them free season tickets. To learn more about becoming a host parent, please email info@applesox.com. Apple Sox games are the perfect summer plan for kids of all ages. Kids 11 and younger get in free for all 31 home games this summer thanks to the Wenatchee Valley YMCA. Simply come to the ticket booth with your youngster to get in for free or use the code APPLEKIDS at checkout while purchasing tickets online at applesox.com/schedule. While you're at it, check out applesoxcamps.com to sign up for youth clinics with our players and coaches this summer. The difference in this ball game for the Apple Sox, 3 runs in the top of the fifth, and then 3 more in the top of the seventh as they eke out this one. It was a heck of a battle back and forth. The Yakima Valley threatened, scoring in 3 straight innings, the 5th through 7th, and the Apple Sox able to hang on and pick up the victory. Joining us now on the postgame show, it's Luca Boscarino after extending his hitting streak now to 6 games on the season. Boscarino picking up a few base hits in this ball game and just continuing to do what he's been doing lately. Luca, you made some adjustments to your swing a couple of weeks ago, I know, or I think it was last week on the road trip to Kamloops. Tell me about how that's really helped you at the plate as of late.
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. Just trying to get that leg kick back, trying to get back to my JUCO days, back to some rhythm, back to some flow, see the ball longer. So me and Mitchie D, we worked on that, getting that leg up, being more on time, and it's been paying off. It's been feeling good. I've been seeing the ball better, putting good swings on, and obviously it's showing up, which is awesome, so we'll keep going with that.
You were part of the offense in both of those big innings. Unfortunately, didn't get a score run, but you helped produce a couple of runs in this game. Let's start with that 5th inning where you guys scored 3 runs in the frame. You drove in the 2nd run of that frame with a base hit the opposite way. We've seen you pull a few balls lately. You've also done a nice job going out to right center. Tell me about your approach in that scenario.
Yeah, the approach is no matter what's going on in the box, I'm just telling myself I'm always sitting fastball until it's time not to, just trying to get that heater, trying to hit the ball right up the middle, smack that center fielder in the head. So that's always my approach. I feel like it allows me to pull the ball when I do, but also when I get those middle away pitches, that's exactly what I'm looking for, and it allows me to drive it in the right center field gap. So it's just a lot of confidence in it too, going up to the plate, just convincing myself I'm the best hitter in the world, brainwashing myself that I'm going to hit something hard here, and it pays off automatically all the time.
And it's been working out lately, that kind
Absolutely.
Of a mindset.
Absolutely.
In the 7th inning, you came up to the plate with runners at 1st and 2nd, a little trouble for the reliever at the time, finding the zone. You're able to get hit by a pitch. Not the way you necessarily wanted to get on, but we'll wear one there, won't we?
Oh, absolutely, man. Get on base. I think we got there. Bases loaded, no out, so that was huge. So don't want to get out of the way on that one. Just wear it. Do your job. Just another quality at bat. So just keep going and just find a way to get on first base, man. That's the goal.
What does this say about this group that you guys are able to respond with a win here today after how frustrating that first game of the series was?
Oh, this team is special, man. You know, Mitchie D put together a great squad on both sides of the ball. We bond great, and we got punched in the face yesterday, but, man, we woke up. It's a new day. It's business for us. We come to the ballpark. We expect to win. We expect to compete. And it's just another day for us here, and we hope to do this, the same thing again tomorrow and win a series, man. Doesn't matter what happened the day before. The next day, it's a new day. It's business. We're going in the box, and we got 27 outs in there, and we're going to be dogs in there. So we keep going.
Looking forward to that. Luca, thank you for the time. We'll
You're
see you
man.
Next time.
You're the man.
You're the man, Luca. Yeah, that's Luca Boscarino joining us after a couple of hits for him. Reached base 4 times in 5 plate appearances tonight against Yakima Valley. He was great in this one. We're going to chat with David James as well here in just a moment. As he comes over, he helped to seal this victory for the Apple Sox as they defeated the Pippins by 6-3 score. And David in this ball game came on in the seventh inning and was able to get the final out of it before tossing a scoreless eighth and ninth innings. And David, let's talk about that. You come into a sticky spot in the seventh. The one run does come in to score, but you get out of that jam. No pitcher wants to come in to inherit that kind of scenario, but you inherited it and you got out of it. Tell me what you had to do there.
Yeah, I just came in. My main focus is just throwing strikes, but obviously it didn't help my case when I hit the first batter. You know, I didn't feel my best today, but I just had to focus on executing the pitches, even though my stuff, you know, wasn't the best. I was just focusing on getting the pitches where they needed to be and getting quick outs.
Do you feel like this was one of those outings as a whole where it was just finding a way to get those outs? Like you said, maybe, I mean, the stuff was good. You still had two strikeouts in the ninth inning, but maybe, say, not where you wanted it to be with your standard for yourself?
Exactly, yeah. I hold myself to a higher standard, but, you know, I just, you know, focused, like I said, you know, just trying to go pitch by pitch, you know, breathing through it, and just trying to get quick outs is probably the best way to fight through that.
Eighth inning, you get a ground ball double play after the leadoff single. How fired up were you?
That fired me up. I didn't execute my first pitch, and then fastball outside corner, and got a rollover exactly what I wanted, and it helped my case out a ton, and it just made for a three-pitch or four-pitch inning.
Was that the type of thing where that happens, and you're kind of thinking, okay, I've got this now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it helps you settle in for sure when you get those first two outs pretty quickly.
Two men reach in the ninth inning against you. You lock it down. They'll pop out to left on their number three hitter, guy hitting over 360, and then a strikeout against a pinch hitter who drove in three runs yesterday. That's a big spot. That's a big-time moment, wasn't that?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. The top order is pretty good, as we saw yesterday. They got a lot of base hits. So getting to that part of the lineup was tough, but I made it work.
Three appearances for you with the Apple Sox. You're already establishing yourself as a late-inning reliever with this team. What does that mean this early on to be earning that type of role?
Yeah, I love the role I got. I love to be, you know, heavily relied on this team. And being a closer, you know, it's ecstatic. You get your adrenaline pumping, and I love it.
A lot of good stuff here tonight. Dave, it's been a lot of fun watching you pitch. Go get him next time.
Thank you.
That's David James, who joined us after helping lock down this victory for the Apple Sox as he picked up the save, tossing the final 2 1/3 innings of scoreless ball to help the Apple Sox earn the 6-3 win. Joined now by Apple Sox pitching coach Mike Calia after the Sox pieced together everything the way they wanted with the pitching staff. Garrett Ahern, one more out than last time, 4 1/3 innings. He was battling a little bit in that fifth inning. Could have gone maybe a little further, but you guys go to Steven Hammergren in the middle of the game, the earliest we've seen him in an outing yet this season. Tell me about the discussion to go to him early on.
Yeah, you know, we tell our guys, and you know, we preach it, and we want to kind of, you know, go about every series the same way, is where we want to win the first game, and then we want to split the next two and win each series. So when we dropped one last night, we were pretty much in win mode, where we're going to use our two of our guys, which we had four guys up out of the pen. Steven Hammergren and David James were two of them. So we knew that, you know, whatever order we went in, whether it was Hammergren or James, we're going to be in good shape down the stretch, and Steven Hammergren was just in a position that he could kind of give us a few more innings, we thought, than David James, so that's why we kind of went with him there.
Mitch Darlington told me that he told both of those guys, you guys are the closers. There isn't one closer, you're both the closer. How many times have you maybe dealt with that? I'm sure that's more common at the junior college level when you're playing twice a day anyway. So is that something that's easy for some of those guys to maybe understand because of that?
Yeah, it's definitely kind of difficult to understand, you know, especially in, you know, over the summer where you're playing every single day and, you know, guys don't want to bounce back, rightfully so. We want to keep guys healthy and things like that. But, you know, we got two guys that really want to embrace that role. And, you know, that's always, it's awesome because they work together. They get along great. But, you know, they're competing at the same time and they want to get their name called at all times. So it's definitely difficult, especially in college baseball. But, you know, when guys want the ball and want to compete, you know, that's all I can ask for.
How fun is it for you personally watching Steven Hammergren thrive at this level? You know, this is a guy who you've had a chance to coach all year round. Gives up two runs at this one, but I think all things considered, he really had to battle at times. And it's a good lineup as well.
Yeah, I got to talk to Steve after the game today, after his outing, and you know, I just didn't think it was great, but I also didn't think it was awful. You know, I thought there was some cheap contact mixed in there. I thought we made some good pitches. You know, that's a tough lineup. You know, Yakima's got some good hitters, 1 through 9. So for him to go compete like that, I've seen it for 2 years now, and I'm excited to get him back in a Red Devil uniform. But I'm excited to see the strides he's taken in an Apple Sox jersey right now.
Eventually, he was going to have to give up a run, right? Like, eventually it was going to happen. And for it to happen the way it did today, I think it said a lot about the work that he's done. It's that then when he has given up contact, like you said, hasn't been a lot of hard hit balls.
Yeah, no, we praise it. Hey, we want to stay poised. Stay poised on the mound, whether it's one out, two out, whether we put up a four spot, or, you know, if it's an 8-run lead or a tie ball game, we want to stay even keeled and stay poised. And, you know, I think he did that very good today. I thought, you know, he was just a little fatigued towards that, you know, that back half of that second inning or whatnot. But, yeah, his compete factor never wavered. So that, you know, that shows a lot about his grit and determination when he gets on the bump.
Fun to see him go here today. Mike, you guys just have to get one more this series to win it after that tough one yesterday. You put that behind you immediately. How are we looking ahead into this last one? How do we feel about the pitching staff and the group's mentality?
Yeah, we feel good. You know, we're going to go win a series tomorrow. We have every intention. We're not really looking towards Friday, Saturday, things like that. We're in Yakima right now. We're in Yakima to win a ball game. So Braden Boyd's going to get the ball. We still have some pieces out of the bullpen that I'm excited to see. And, you know, we're going to go hit and put up tough ABs, but it's going to be an overall team win tomorrow.
Looking forward to that. The one day at a time mentality.
One day at a time.
Absolutely. Mike, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Joel.
That's the pitching coach for the Apple Sox, Mike Calia, joining us after Wenatchee defeats Yakima Valley 6-3. Apple Sox fans, get ready for baseball. The Apple Sox are getting ready to host their longest homestand of the season with 6 games in as many days from June 21st to 26th. Don't miss out on special event days such as Bark in the Park night on Sunday, $2 off Tuesday, and Wenatchee Wednesday. Tickets are available online now at applesox.com/schedule. Wenatchee Apple Sox Baseball, celebrating summer one inning at a time. As we chat with Apple Sox outfielder Hunter Friedberg, who's coming off back-to-back multi-hit games. And Hunter, it seems like you're kind of finding your groove at the plate here. It's one of those adjustments I would imagine is really difficult after limited action in the spring, but you're looking more comfortable at the plate. What's been the key?
You know, just sticking with it, keep making adjustments, keep trying to, you know, figure it out. Obviously, it's tough after, you know, not being in the game for a while, but, you know, don't get too frustrated. Take it step by step, stick with the process, and it's coming along, so.
We're seeing that bunting has become a part of your game. We saw it on Sunday against Kamloops, the suicide squeeze one, and yesterday another bunt as well. Is that something that you like to do when you see the right situation, or is it just, you know, something that was called upon in both instances and worked out pretty well?
You know, a mixture of both. Like I talked about before, I'm a little smaller guy, so that's got to be part of my game. You know, it helps get on base, set the table for guys behind me to knock me in and score runs and help the team win. And I think a way to help the team win, and it's obviously useful. The situation calls for it, so.
I've seen you a lot go to the opposite field. It feels like we've been kind of living in those gaps and middle away a lot when you're up at the plate, just in your batting practice, I see as well. Is that an intentional approach on your part?
Yeah, you know, not a big power guy, obviously, so, you know, working gaps, big part of the field, that's, you know, got to be the bread and butter of my approach, and that's how I'm going to succeed and make an impact in the game, so, yeah.
I chatted with your teammate yesterday, Jonathan Fitz, and I asked him about what it was like winning the West Coast Conference in Vegas. The tournament had to be so much fun. I imagine really good memories for you as well.
Yeah, so the team was awesome. I mean, definitely unforgettable experience. Great guys, you know, group of 38 guys are some of the best guys and teammates I ever played with. I'll be forever thankful for having the experiences and the memories and, you know, looking forward to continuing the traditions and holding the standard next year when I come back. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's got to be neat getting this regular playing time with the Apple Sox, too, as you set that as a goal for yourself to go back and be a regular with the Toreros as well.
Yeah, you know, last year saw a lot of the older guys get time, watched them, and, you know, I grew a lot even though I didn't play, but now, you know, it's my turn to hopefully get up there, take the stage, and play well and help my team win, and getting time here is definitely being a good thing for me, and it's going to help me out.
What was the biggest thing you learned from watching your teammates, from being around your teammates at Division I University?
Probably, like, the game's hard. You know, in high school, you succeed a lot, and you think you got everything figured out, and then you get to college, and hits you like a freight train. Like, you don't got everything figured out. So, you know, learning how to deal with failure better than I have before and, you know, being okay with getting out to these arms and just keep doing what you got to do and stick with the process and let it come and, you know, just take what you can get.
Worked out pretty well here with the Apple Sox. Hunter, thanks for joining us. Good luck here tonight.
Thank you.
That's Hunter Freeberg joining us ahead of the Apple Sox versus the Yakima Valley Pippins.
Wenatchee scores 6 runs on 7 hits, commits 1 error, and strands 10 men on the base paths. Yakima Valley, 3 runs on 8 hits, no errors, also 10 men left on base. The win to Stephen Hammergren. You heard it from pitching coach Mike Galley a moment ago. He wasn't perfect. 2 1/3 innings, 2 runs given up on 3 hits. He walked 1 and struck out 3 on 51 pitches, but he earns the victory to improve to 2-0. Now, the loss online has been credited to the starter, Colton Lefebvre. He did not allow any runs, though, so it should go to Brendan Morgan, who surrendered 3 runs in 2/3 of an inning on 3 hits, 2 walks, and no strikeouts. David James picks up his first save of the summer. 2 1/3 scoreless out of the pen. 1 inherited runner scored against him with a hit-by-pitch. He did plunk a pair, did not walk any, issued 2 hits, and struck out 2 batters to earn his first save of the summer. So that sets up the rubber match on Thursday night as the Apple Sox will send Braden Boyd to the bump, the Chelan Southpaw, to try and pick up the victory against the Pippins. Wenatchee has won 5 consecutive series entering this rubber match and is looking to make it 6 as they try to improve to 14-4. Apple Sox 13-4, the Pippins now 10-7 after Wednesday night's game, and Wenatchee remaining in first place, 2 games ahead of the Bellingham Bells, who are also victorious on Wednesday night. They have won 5 consecutive games and are 11-6. Apple Sox are 13-4 and now 3 games up on the Edmonton Riverhawks, who lost for a second straight game and fell to 10-7.